when you think of drag racing, you probably wouldn't imagine a young girl from Green Hills up on the podium lifting a trophy. But Gabby MacDonald is the exception. She's Ireland's 21-year-old drag racing prodigy who has already won the triple British championships. TheScore.ie recently featured a great piece on Gabby's success so far, and she's here in studio this morning to chat about the sport she adores and how she hopes that one day drag racing will be recognised as an official sport in Ireland. You're so welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Well, you're not wasted on radio in the sense that you were a child model at one stage. You were saying to me off air there.
I was, yeah. I used to model for Dunn Stores and also did a little bit with Lacoste.
Okay, well, that does make sense looking at you. But then, but now here you are as a drag racer, which I couldn't think it could be further away from the genteel world of modelling. First of all, you're going to have to tell me what drag racing is.
Drag racing is just a straight line track, so it's for two cars, but they do actually have a racetrack over in America that has four cars, like it's a four lane track, but there's two lanes and there's this lighting system called a Christmas tree. So that's what you react to. And then normally it's depends on the class, but whoever gets the finish line first wins without either breaking out or getting a red light.
Okay, and that's the nature of the skill of it.
Yes.
Okay, how long does a typical drag race last?
It depends on the actual car. So you could have cars that are going 20 seconds at quarter mile, or in my case, I would go about 4.4 seconds.
Yeah.
In 1,000 foot.
So that would be then, how long would that last in a typical race for you?
4 seconds.
Oh, sorry, is that what you're saying? It's four seconds.
Four
that's the
seconds.
Race.
Yeah.
That's the quickest sport you'd ever. I mean, so what do you do when you're not doing? What do you do with the other countless amounts of seconds in the day? I presume it's about maintenance of the car and doing all of that, is it?
Well, I don't really touch the car. The only thing I do is I get out and just repack my parachutes, and that's just about it. I don't touch the car.
This is the laziest sport I've ever heard. This is the kind of sport I would do: sit in the car, drive for 4 seconds, get out, go home, and say, "Yeah, I just did drag racing for the day. Oh, that was great." Easiest sport in the world?
Not really, no.
So where's the skill involved?
Well, see, the thing is with drag racing, like when in my car, you actually have, when you launch, it's between 4 and 6 Gs. So that's and it's like a space shuttle is 5 Gs. So you need to be able to control the car. The car is going nearly 300 miles per hour. So it's a very quick sport.
Are you a speed junkie?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, how are you on the M50?
Oh no, I go speed limit on the M50. I do.
Yeah, you're not tempted just to kind of go, I really want to get there.
Oh, you've no idea. I'm so tempted, but I'm like, I really, really do not want to have any penalty points. So I was like, no, I won't speed.
It must be really hard for you.
Oh, it's so hard. And I have a little day with Matisse. So I've got like a tiny little box car.
And what's your day job?
I work in a pharmacy. So I'm a sales assistant in a pharmacy. So I've been there for the last 3 years.
3 years. And where is that?
In Tala.
In the square in Tala. So you're there. I mean, it's literally, you're you know, a child model. You're working in Tala in the chemist. And then you're sitting in your little box car. What do you call it again?
The Deo Matisse.
And you're driving along. And then, you know, it's like Hong Kong Fooey. You come out of the wardrobe and you're dressed in the gear and you're a drag racer all of a sudden. So how old were you when you felt the need for speed?
I was 12.
12. And where were you when that happened?
I was over in America. We were driving from LA to Las Vegas. And there was a... like this place called Speed Zone on the way. It was an amusement park and I had four dragsters on a rail. And my dad used to race in Mondello.
So, oh, okay. Well, that would explain everything, yeah. Really.
Well, both my granddads also collect old cars and my dad's also a mechanic. So
I've been
around cars my entire life, but was never really interested until that day. I got into a dragster and I was like, oh, come on, Graham, we'll race you.
And, Graham, your dad?
Yeah, my dad.
You call him Graham?
He's my stepdad, but okay. He is my dad.
I understand entirely.
So, yeah. And I was like, oh, come on, I'll race you. And so hopped into the car and ended up, got a 0.001 reaction time, which is of a second. So 1 second is 1.00 and I got 0.001.
So you were born to do this. I mean, they must have watched you from the edges going, what just happened with a 12-year-old girl from Ireland?
Yeah, because I went on it 18 times in a row and I kept getting like, 18 times. Yeah. And I kept getting good reaction times. Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, you must be a junior drag racer. And I was like, I'm sorry, what's that? And he was like, oh, well, this is a dragster. So what you'd be doing is junior drag racing. And I kind of looked at him and I was like, I've got a clue what you're on about. But okay.
So you were just born natural.
Well, that's what a few people have said to me. They said that there is the natural borns, and then there's the ones that like work hard at it to do well. So
now I'm looking at the car. Can you tell me what car I'm looking at here? Santa Pod Raceway.
That is a Top Fuel Dragster. It's a 30-foot long car.
It's like a dart. It's like a dart on wheels. When I say a dart, I mean like a dart to throw on the dartboard. Yeah. That's what it's like, a narrow little thing.
Yeah, so if you turn that too quickly, you'll be flipping. So you try not to do that.
Okay, do you own one of these or do you hire one or rent one? Or how does
hire
that?
One, yeah. Hire one. With RF Motorsport, which is Runafield Motorsport. So he has a team of four cars.
And can I ask you how much it would cost to, is it an expensive business to be in?
It's a very expensive sport.
Is it?
I'd need 120,000 a year to race.
Okay, so it's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle, an expensive one at that.
Yeah, but once you get into like America and stuff like that, they give you, if you win a championship over there, you get $500,000.
You're gonna win a championship over there, aren't you?
I'm gonna try, yeah.
And you're gonna win $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
What have you won so far? You're 21 now, Gabby. So what have you won so far?
I've won the Triple British Championship in junior drag racing.
Congratulations!
Thank you very much. So that was three different championships, all in the 1 year.
How come we never heard of this? It's a great result. you're the hidden secret of Irish sport. Okay, so you won the Triple Crown in Britain, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah, well done.
And I was the first, non-UK person to win it, as well as the first girl to win it. So it was
that's a triple achievement in itself.
Yeah.
Irish, female, young, brilliant. Okay, what else have you won?
I've also won Sports Person of the Year, Sportswoman of the Year with Shakespeare County Raceway. I've been nominated for a Tala Person of the Year award last year. I have also won...
It's only a matter of time before you win that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Your time will come. What else?
And I've also came sixth in Sweden because I didn't have enough money to go over to Sweden the same year I won the Triple British Championship.
Yeah.
I actually was leading their championship. So I was actually leading four championships at the age of 16. However, because we didn't have enough money, I couldn't go over and...
What a pity.
...for the last two races.
Yeah.
So I came sixth in that in the end, which is not too bad. And
not shabby at all.
And I've also just come third, I think it was, in an Alamo Challenge. So that was for a separate thing for like the junior drag racing.
Yeah.
It was kind of who could get the best reaction time and get closest to their dial-in.
And you've been doing all of that.
Yeah.
Now, you're studying as well, aren't you, in the middle of it all?
I am,
What
yes.
are you studying?
I'm studying psychology.
Where are you doing that?
In National College of Ireland.
Which is in?
In the IFSC.
Oh, lovely. Okay, yeah. So you're not far away from the Liffey.
Yeah.
Now, is there psychology involved in this sport?
A lot of people would say so. And I definitely say there is, because people like to play mind games on the track.
Like what?
Well, a lot of people tend to do this thing where they just take their time coming into stage. So you'd be there probably in like getting ready to go into pre-stage.
Yeah.
So there's two lights. You go pre-stage, stage, and then as soon as your opponent is in stage as well, the lights come down.
Okay.
So, but some people like to take their time going into pre-stage, and you'd be there waiting, and your car.
Oh, they're
would
playing
be,
a game. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
They're trying to completely throw you off.
Are you able for them?
Sorry.
Are you able for them?
Oh yeah, of course.
You know what they're doing.
Oh, definitely.
They're acting the maggot.
They are acting the maggot.
And you know that.
I do.
That makes you want to beat them more.
Oh, it does. It gives me just like more motivation. I'm just like, oh, come on, just cop on.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Now I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now tell me about you mentioned that you were the first female to win the British Triple Championship.
Yeah.
Do you race again? Is drag racing, is it divided into like men's tennis, women's tennis, or is it rugby or whatever? Every man and woman for him and herself?
Pretty much, yeah. It's nothing like Formula One, where it's very... They don't really look down on women at all. In Formula One, they would. They wouldn't really have very many women drivers.
Yeah.
In drag racing, it's like... It is very, oh, you're a woman, oh, that's fine.
Oh, right. Because you think Formula One, and I would watch it from a distance, women in Formula One tend to dress in close-fitting, you know, jumpsuits and hand out bottles of champagne. Like, it's very much a boys' sport, isn't it?
It is,
it's
yeah.
kind of the champagne, and there's the lovely bird with the bottle of champagne. Whereas this seems to, drag racing seems to be a bit more, dare I say, respectful of women in that regard.
It is. It is very respectful of women, and they don't, they don't mind the fact that women are racing. It's kind of like, it doesn't matter who you're against.
If you're good, you get the job. It's yes. a bit unlike the cabinet. I mean, it's in the sense that we should be talking about your ability rather than your gender.
Exactly. That's it. It's down to your ability completely.
Okay. I'm thinking Katie Taylor here, obviously,
yes.
because she's young and extremely talented and she's recognised. So you've got two of those things. The third is recognition. You haven't got that yet. What's happening with that?
I met with Leo Varadkar and Brian Hayes in January.
Well, now, sadly, they've both moved on. Well, sadly for you, but bully for them. But you've got Pascal Donoghue, I think, in sports.
Yes.
He's very good. He's a nice fella. He's got a young family too, so I think he'll be good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get back in touch with him, hopefully, because... Yeah. What I was told was because Motorsport Ireland is a completely independent body, it's up to them to recognise drag racing as a sport. And so what I've been told is because there's no track here in Ireland, it's not going to be recognised.
Go on.
However, there is a track in Tullow. So they do actually drag race in Tullow as well as, like, it's only like farmyard.
Well, we need to get that upgraded. And I mean, don't forget, when Katie Taylor started out boxing, as I recall, wasn't even in the Olympics, and she fought hard for that and
everything.
She did. So you're going to take a leaf out of that book and bring this back into the forefront, I presume. That's your plan.
That's my plan. I really want to get drag racing recognised.
Okay, let's say you get it recognised, or even if you don't, Gabby, what's your plan? What do you want to do?
My plan is to hopefully get some sponsorship. I actually have a fundraising page at the moment up. It's called Up on Pledge Sports.
So it's the worst www I've ever seen. It's hilarious. It's www. dot, and I'm joking, but it's pledgesports.org/projects/ Gabby's-top-fuel-drag-racing-dream. In other words, that's appalling. But yeah. Gabby MacDonald, get in there to Pledge Sports and you'll find them, isn't that it?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll put a picture up on our Facebook page of you, me now, and hopefully people will get to that and they'll see it and they like what they see and what they've been hearing and get in behind you. And maybe, as I say, the new Minister of Sport will hear your calls, and we could be looking at the beginning of a great story for you and your family,
yes.
which we'd love to see happen.
Thank you.
Good luck with it. You're going to go to the States. You're going to win at least $500,000.
That's the plan anyway, in the next 5 years.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you with that big check in your hand and
Thank
saying,
you very much.
Told you. Yeah, well, look, you have our backing. You're our new friend.
Thank you very much.
So welcome
Ryan.
To the gang.
Thank you.
And good luck in all your endeavours.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Thank you. Gabby MacDonald, live in studio, Ireland's premier drag racer. And I think sports superstar in waiting for public recognition, but is happening already. So let's see where that goes. We'll take a picture now. But first, we'll take a commercial break.